Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. We have this cancellation to pass along. Euchre, that was supposed to be played in Avoca today at 1, has been canceled. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented the proposed 2026 city budget. It shows revenues increasing by 7.1% or $724,656 from $10.1 million to $10.9 million. Expenses increase 2.5% or $267,628 from $10.7 million to $11 million. The tax levy will increase by $3,302 from $2,332,552 to $2,335,854. Wage and benefit changes for 2026 include the increase of 2.75% for city employees, 6% for a represented police officer, an increase of 14% for health insurance, and a WRS average of 1%. Department changes include the dissolution of the Tourism Department, the closure of the landfill transfer station, and the hiring freeze for the clerk and zoning administrator. It was noted that many may see a large increase in their property assessment, but it does not mean their taxes will increase as much. Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that his assessment went up 87%, but his tax increase went up less than 15%. Also remember that taxes collected go to schools, county, and city. This council approved the budget unanimously. Highways are packed today as people travel for Thanksgiving. AAA says the busiest time on Wisconsin roads today is from now until 8, but they say tomorrow there should be very little traffic. If you're headed home by car on Sunday, there are supposed to be tons of cars on the road all day long. Remember, you can check the 511 website for live traffic updates. Airports will likely be swamped. The TSA says they are expecting Sunday to be their busiest day of the year so far, and it could even be their busiest day ever. If you were planning on heading to far northern Wisconsin for Thanksgiving, now might not be the best time. Raymond Newpert reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ketzel Levins says over a foot of snow is predicted for the south shore of Lake Superior.
You're going to get a terrain boost, a lake boost to that snowfall, and it's probably just going to be at a falling at a rate where the plows might not be able to keep up.
Levins says there could be as much as 3 feet of snow in parts of Vilas County, including Hurley. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents planning to travel this week. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember that state's move over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. They should look out for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of Tricia Plessel, who unexpectedly died in the course of her work as a nurse clinician at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Central Wisconsin Center facility on Friday at the age of 45. Lawsuits over Wisconsin's legislative maps will move forward through a process that never has been used before. Two suits have been made to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. One argues the maps are an anti-competition gerrymander. The other argues the maps violate the state constitution. Six of Wisconsin's 8 representatives in the House are Republicans. Princeton's gerrymandering project gives Wisconsin districting an F and says there is a, quote, significant Republican advantage to the state's maps. Now, the Supreme Court has ordered that the cases will be heard by separate by separate three-judge panels. That's according to a law Republicans passed in 2011. That's never been used before. In these cases, Wisconsin's members of the U.S. House pushed for two of the court's four liberal justices to recuse themselves, Janet Proculets and Susan Crawford, but they said no and ruled with their colleagues in sending these cases to the three-judge panels. A Wisconsin woman who almost killed her sixth-grade classmate to please a horror character, Slender Man, and then fled her group home won't fight extradition from Illinois. A Cook County court spokesperson says Morgan Geiser made the move Tuesday during a hearing. Wisconsin authorities now have 30 days to pick her up and bring her back to the state. Geiser nearly stabbed a 12-year-old classmate to death in 2014 to please Slender Man. Now 23 years old, she was released from a mental institution in September and placed in a group home, but ran away on Saturday. She and a 43-year-old companion were arrested in Pawson, Illinois on Sunday. Attorney General Josh Call announced that the U.S. Department of Justice has stated that it will not apply restrictions to critical victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act services supporting survivors of domestic violence and other crimes. Last month, Attorney General Call and a coalition of 20 other attorney generals sued DOJ over unlawful new conditions that threatened to cut off crucial legal services for survivors who could not immediately prove their immigration status. As a result of the lawsuit, DOJ reversed course and indicated that the federal government will not apply the restrictions to states. VOCA victim assistance and VAWA funds, ensuring that survivors can continue to rely on these crucial supports regardless of immigration status. For decades, the VAWA and VOCA programs have enabled states to support survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other violent crimes. These grants fund services such as legal representation for protective orders, custody and visitation matters, child support, housing and relocation assistance, and victims' rights assistance that help survivors escape abuse and rebuild their lives. VAWA and VOCA also fund rape crisis centers that provide urgent support to victims of sexual assault. Congress designed these programs to reach every eligible survivor, regardless of immigration status, because public safety depends on ensuring that all victims can seek help, report crimes, and rebuild their lives without fear. As a result of the Attorney General's lawsuit, DOJ has taken the position that challenged restriction cannot and will not be applied to any current VOCA victim assistant or VAWA grant awards. Last week, the Wisconsin State Senate approved a proposed bill aiming to crack down on fake service animals and false documentation for emotional support animals. If signed into law by Governor Tony Evers, the bill would implement a $200 fine for falsely claiming to have a service animal and $500 fine for providing false documentation for an emotional support animal. Critics say the bill would be impossible to enforce, and a 30-day requirement for an emotional support animal could create an additional barrier for people who really need them. Ahead of Thanksgiving, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is sharing data on changes to the cost of the average Thanksgiving dinner. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the agency conducted a survey on grocery prices for common Thanksgiving food items earlier this month. That survey found that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will be nearly $62 this year, a roughly $4 increase over last year. The survey also covered some of the causes of the higher Thanksgiving dinner prices this year. One of the specific increases this year is the cost of a turkey, which has been affected by the spread of bird flu over the last few months, as well as an increased production cost. Those increased production costs include things like fertilizer and labor cost hikes, which have also impacted the price of things like corn and soybeans. Wisconsin Farm Bureau officials are still encouraging residents to purchase their Thanksgiving dinner foods locally to support the state's farmers. An estimated 1,446 home cooking fires were reported to the U.S. fire departments on Thanksgiving Day in 2023, reflecting a 388% increase over the daily average, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Christmas Day and Christmas Eve ranked as the second and third leading days of the year for home cooking fires. On annual average between 2019 and 2023, cooking accounted for the majority of U.S. home fires on Thanksgiving Day. 80% and 40% of the civilian injuries, no civilian deaths were reported. Overall, cooking is the leading cause of U.S. home fires and injuries and the second leading cause of home fire deaths. Unattended cooking is the leading contributing factor in home cooking fires and fire deaths. Following tips and recommendations from NFPA help everyone cook safely on Thanksgiving. Never leave the kitchen while cooking on the stovetop. Some types of cooking, especially those that involve frying or sautéing with oil, need continuous attention. When cooking a turkey, remain at home and check it regularly. Make use of timers to keep track of cooking times, particularly for foods that require longer cook times. Keep things that can catch fire, like oven mitts, wooden utensils, food wrappers, and towels, at least 3 feet away from the cooking area. Avoid long sleeves and hanging fabrics that can come in contact with a heat source. Always cook with a lid beside your pan. If a small grease fire starts, smother the flames by sliding the lid over the pan, then turn off the burner. Do not remove the cover because the fire could start again. For an oven fire, turn off the heat and keep the door closed. Only open the door once you're confident the fire is completely out, standing to the side as you do. If you have any doubts or concerns, contact the fire department for assistance. Keep children and pets at least 3 feet away from the stove and areas where hot food or drink is prepared or carried. Hot foods and liquids should be placed away from the table and counter edges. In addition, NFPA strongly discourages the use of turkey fryers that use cooking oil, which can cause devastating burns. For a safe alternative, NFPA recommends purchasing a fried turkey from a grocery store or restaurant, or buying a fryer that does not use oil. The Richland Community Food Pantry will be open today during its regular hours. That's from 4 until 5:30. Applications for the Lions for Kids Christmas, formerly Smiles for a Child, must be returned by today at Richland County Health and Human Services. The program is open to children ages 17 or younger for families needing support this holiday season. The Presbyterian Church of Muscadet will be hosting their annual free Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow starting at 11. Carryouts will also be available. Reservations would be greatly appreciated by calling 608-604-5005. The 15th season of Rotary Lights in the Park gets underway tomorrow night. Tours of the beautiful light displays will be held each night through New Year's Eve. Walkthrough only tours will be from 6 to 6:45. To take part in the walkthrough tour, please park in the North Park parking lot, then walk across the footbridge lit with blue lights to enter the park. Drive-through tours will be from 7 until 9. Drive-through only entry is located at 1100 North Jefferson Street. Backed by popular demand, there will be three drive-through only tours on three Mondays in December from 6 until 9. The dates will be December 1st, 18th, and 15th. These dates offer the opportunity for visitors to drive through and view lights earlier in the evening. Also, due to park rules, pets are not allowed within the park area. Please do not bring pets during the walking tour. Instead, have them join you during the drive-through tour. Admission is free. However, a donation of a food item to the Richland County Food Pantry or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. To help those in need this holiday season, the Pine Valley Giving Tree is at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Stop by Walsh's Ace, pick one or more tags off of the tree, and take the tags to the register to sign them out. Please return the gifts unwrapped in a gift bag by Friday, December 12th. If you're planning to take advantage of the busiest shopping day of the year, the Better Business Bureau has tips to help you make the most of the day. According to the National Retail Federation, in 2024, the weekend saw an estimated 197 million shoppers 197 million shoppers. Black Friday, traditionally the single busiest shopping day of the year, arrives a little late this year on November 18th, with many stores advertising Black Friday prices much earlier. Instead of setting an alarm to brave the crowds for deeply discounted items, dedicated shoppers are expected to look for deals online. Predictions for the 2025 holiday shopping season include an increase in online shopping, especially on social media apps, and an increase in checking for authentic customer reviews on products. To make your Black Friday shopping experience productive and to make the most of Black Friday deals, start with a list of items you need and use sale flyers and promotions to determine which store has the best prices for the big ticket and popular items. Based on what stores have the best deal for your list, map out your route. Some retailers only honor certain sale ads early in the morning and have limited inventory of those items. Set a budget and stick with it before heading out. Read the fine print. Some retailers may offer an additional percentage of the purchase, but could exclude certain deals or items such as doorbusters. Watch for companies boasting a higher percentage off. The item may be 75% off, but the original price could be inflated. Carefully check the price tags, terms, and conditions. See if competitors have the item at a better price or have a better return policy. Before you leave the store, make sure you have gift receipts for your items and are aware of the return policies on items purchased during the holidays. Pass any information about returns, exchanges, repairs, and warranties to the person using the items. And today's winner in the Ithaca football calendar raffle is Amber Moe.